trekked
and you wonder
the
how in God's name they ever found their way to that, you know, the little spot. Because nobody else had anything. We had trees, and people would carry water from, like, when my mother would wash, you know, the second water of rinse, mm-hmm. she always baled and put them on the trees.
Right.
We had big, you know, circles of dirt around the trees, and she'd pour them in there.
Right, because it was clean enough.
Oh, sure. Trees, and that was the only way you kept them alive.
Mm-hmm. We may go back to those days yet.
True.
Remains to be seen. Anything like a woodchuck?
No, we didn't have woodchucks.
Have you ever heard of an animal called a ringtail?
No. Ringtail monkeys, but I'm sure that's not what you're talking about.
No, and I don't think those are native to Newhall. a type of reptile that has a shell.
Oh, turtles.
Yep. Is there a difference for you between a turtle, a tortoise, and a terrapin?
There is, but I can't tell you what it is. I think the tortoise taught us. Isn't a tortoise a desert animal? And a turtle, to me, would be just one you'd find any place you'd find a regular turtle.
It's the more regular thing, and then the tortoise is the desert.
And terrapin, to me, I've heard people making terrapin soup, but to me that was someplace in the east, and I don't know whether that is like a swamp turtle or what it is,
or
to tell you the truth.
Turtle or something, right. Yeah. But if your children had a pet, they probably called it a turtle, right? It's more of a generic. Okay. Did people hunt? And if so, what did they hunt?
Well, there was a man in Newhall that had coon dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take parties out, and they would hunt the wildcats, and that was just for sport.
Mm-hmm.
They tree them and all, you know. But there were some people that would hunt deer in that area. However, the deer were very small. Your coastal deer is a very small deer.
Not much meat.
When my dad went deer hunting, he'd go to Utah or New Mexico up in the Moab district
mm-hmm.
for his, you know, white-tailed deer, and they'd sometimes weigh in at almost 300 pounds. So that was, you know, that was a deer.
Right. Okay. All right. Any kind of bothersome insects? That you remember?
Oh, mosquitoes would drive me nuts. We had tarantulas. I lived in a house once after I was married that had scorpions. You didn't put on a shoe. You didn't get into bed until you checked. You took clothes out of the closet and shook them.
Get very sick from those.
Alan, I have killed scorpions that were as big as my thumb and 6 inches long.
I wonder if it's still a problem out there. Probably not. Who knows?
I don't think I killed them all.
Well, no, true. The mosquitoes really have kind of been done away with, mostly. The mosquito abatement program.
Around here, yes. Uh-huh. But yeah. I'm one of those people they love.
Me too. Yeah. And any other flying insects that you have to be careful of?
Actually,